Yo, 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 this is Big E from the PQC DFW Wrap-Up Show. And today, I'm going to be talking to my pops, my moms, and my brother about their opinion on the DFW sports. To kick it off, we're going to start with my man, the man that taught me my ways, my OG, Wallace Hoffman, a.k.a. Pops. Man, Pops, come here, man. Get on the mic and introduce yourself.
Thanks, Eli. This is Wallace. I'm Elijah's pop. They call me Pops. I'm from St. Louis originally, but live in Atlanta. And I'm going to be here to give you my perspective on the sports in Dallas.
Thanks to have you here, Pops, man. My question is, how you feel about the DFW sports teams?
Well, starting off with the Cowboys, this is going to be an interesting year for them with their quarterback situation with he's a young kid. He did well his first year. His second year, not quite as well. So we're going to see if he can bounce back in his third year and see what he can do. And the running game with Ezekiel Elliott, it should be solid, but he's definitely going to need that massive front line that they have to control the offense and help his young quarterback out. As far as the basketball situation with the Mavericks, I think they're going to struggle this year. They really are. They are young, trying to mix the young with the old. Dirk Nowitzki is on his last leg. Mm-hmm. I think that this may be his last year, but they do have some young, good talent coming in, starting off with guys like Dennis Smith Jr. It kind of hurt them to lose the young kid that they just lost out to the Jazz. It's going to be an interesting year for them. But I think they'll struggle with the Texas Rangers. The Texas Rangers is really – they're in last place in their division right now. They're struggling. I think they're going to have to get some big-name free agents to come in and really help them out in the next couple of years. But as far as the overall sports forecast for the teams in Dallas, I think the Cowboys really are going to be the team that helped carry the city.
Yo, Pops, thanks for coming out here for the interview, man. I need you to stay around later, though.
Okay, for sure, man. I'll be back.
After Pops, we got the lady that birthed me. The most beautiful lady on earth. Keisa Hoffman. Introduce yourself.
Hello, everyone. This is Keisa Hoffman, Elijah's mom, fit mom, basketball mom, designer mom, and, of course, program maker mom. Hello, hello, hello.
Yes, it's true. She does it all. That's why I love her. But, Mom, how you feel about the DFW sports teams?
All right, I guess I have to give my opinion since I am a ATLian, straight out of Atlanta. And I love, of course, Atlanta Falcons. But, of course, I will just talk about the Dallas Cowboys. I think they are a energetic team, an exciting team, a money-making team. But, of course, I haven't been in love with them since Emmitt Smith. That was my favorite team at that time. I do love their stadium. The stadium is gorgeous, built very well, built for attraction, and a moneymaker, of course. So I do like that. I cannot stand the cowgirls' boots, the color of them. I wish they were black. I wish they'd get a whole new design. But, you know, that's just my opinion. Since my favorite color is black. I cannot talk about the Texas Rangers because I don't watch baseball. I'm not a baseball fan. But I do like their stadium also, and I like the convenience it is from the AT&T Stadium. So I think that's a nice concept. I am very happy that they do have a WNBA team here in Dallas. Like we have one in Atlanta, Atlanta Dream. And mainly because I am a Skylar Diggins fan. I've been watching her since college, and I'm watching her now and develop as a player. And of course, after she come back from her injury, she's still putting up numbers and still leading her team. I think she's a very beautiful young lady, very intelligent young lady, and bring a positive image to the WNBA. So I like that a lot about that. But other than that, I wish Dallas Cowboys the best, but of course, you know, the Falcons going to take them out in the end. But that's it. That's my opinion.
Thank you, Mom. But I also need you to stay around later on after the show.
Not a problem.
Oh, thank you.
Last but not, well, he is, least. Shaquille Hoffman, man, come introduce yourself, man. Come to the mic.
Yo, what's happening? It's Shaquille Hoffman, a.k.a. Shaq. Y'all can go check out my podcast. It's way better than this one. But that's it, man. What's up? What's happening?
Y'all see what I go through?
It's true, though.
It's tough. It's tough living with him. It's true, though. But Shaq, man, what's your opinion on the DFW sports team?
Well, let's start off with the stuff I don't know. I don't know the Texas Rangers because baseball is boring, so I don't watch it. I don't really know much about the Dallas Cowboys other than Ezekiel Elliott and who else? Ezekiel Elliott and Dak Prescott. But Dak Prescott, he a dog. He a dog. That's facts. And Ezekiel, my boy, free him, man. Tell him stay away from the white girls. But yeah, man, I don't know too much about the Dallas Cowboys either. Just I don't know. They rivals with the Falcons. So hey, I hope they take a L this year. Who else? The Mavericks. See, now the Mavericks, that's a whole different story. They built their own ditch. Even though I like the young talent they got, they can't mix old with young because the young gonna get frustrated. And I don't know how good what's the dude who drafted number 4 this year that the Hawks traded? I can't even remember his name.
The foreign guy.
Yeah. I don't know how good he gonna be. I guess they gonna try to put all their stock into him, like he's gonna be the next Dirk or something, but I'd have thought too much like a foreign draft pick myself. Dennis Smith Jr., he the man. I mess with him.
He a dog.
Strong. Really?
He a dog.
Really? And I mess with Seth Curry, too. They got some good pieces over there. They just got to figure out how to mesh it all together. Is Rick Carlisle still the coach there? I believe he is. They're going to have a real tough in the West, especially since LeBron is there now.
At the end of the day, they're not going to win, right?
Yeah, they're not going to win. They might not make they're not going to make the playoffs again. So it's going to be tough for the Dallas. I hope they can just depend on the Cowboys for the next few seasons. Hopefully, they can rise to the occasion. But Dallas, whoo, y'all got it rough, man.
Man, thanks for coming, man, Shaq. Also need you to stay after the show. We're going to have like some little family talk about this DFW, man. Yeah. La, 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 la. Now that I got all three of y'all together, I want y'all to give y'all final thoughts about the DFW sports teams.
Rangers suck.
Anybody else?
Cowboys known as cowgirls.
Pops?
I think the Dallas Wings, if they just start to play a little bit better ball together, they'll make a strong push for the playoffs.
You said something smart, though. Dallas Wings got Skylar Diggins, and I love her. She, oh, my God. She's a Paul Quinn. Good Lord.
She's married, Shaq.
I don't nobody care.
Anyway, before I was rudely interrupted.
Dallas Wings are going to do good because
Pop's got no respect right now.
She was out. She's
you
got to
take the floor,
came
Pops.
Back from injury, Wallace. Come on now. Give him time.
They're in position to make the playoffs now. Yep. So if they make a strong push, they will make the playoffs and do well.
It don't matter. Skylar Diggins still fine.
And she can play ball, right? Can we say that?
All right, she cool.
Thank you.
That's how you make it 10 times more attractive.
Let's do that.
I know, guys. The worst part of your day. Show is about to end. Oh. Oh, y'all too sweet.
But you can check out Shaq.
You don't want to do that. But before I end, I'm going to get my final thoughts of the DFW sports teams. Dallas Cowboys. They Dallas Cowboys. They also, you know, Dallas come with a lot of fan base. They deep, and they'll die for their team. That's one thing I enjoy. I wish, you know, Paul Quinn basketball team get that. But that's another story. Okay, the Dallas Mavericks, Dirk, he's Dirk. Dirt is what I'm saying, you know. He's old. He's still getting 25 on a good day, though. But they got to do something. Definitely with the Warriors and the new LeBron show with the Lakers. So, yeah, they got to do something. Rangers, don't watch baseball. If I do, I'll probably watch, you know, the Braves game or highlights, something like that. And, you know, Skylar Diggins, one thing Shaq was right about, she is beautiful.
Real one.
And we don't care she married.
Not
care. We don't. But thanks for checking out the show. Hope you come back to see the next one. Peace.